Hashimoto's Thyroiditis, My Journey to Healing and Hope. The Unexpected Diagnosis. I never expected to become an expert on thyroid disease, but life has a way of surprising us. In 2009, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's Thyroiditis, an autoimmune condition that attacks the thyroid gland. At the time, I was a 26-year-old pharmacist, struggling with a host of seemingly unrelated symptoms: fatigue, brain fog, digestive issues, and more. The diagnosis was both a relief and a challenge. Finally, I had a name for what was wrong, but I quickly realized that conventional treatments weren't enough to make me feel truly well again. As a healthcare professional, I was shocked by how little I knew about this common condition. Hashimoto's is the most prevalent autoimmune disorder in the United States, affecting millions of people, primarily women. Yet it's often misunderstood and inadequately treated. I decided to use my background in pharmacy and my personal experience to dive deep into the root causes of Hashimoto's and find a path to true healing. Beyond the thyroid, a whole-body approach. What I discovered changed everything. Hashimoto's isn't just a thyroid problem, it's a whole-body issue with far-reaching effects. The conventional approach of simply replacing thyroid hormones often falls short because it doesn't address the underlying causes of the autoimmune attack. I learned that Hashimoto's is intimately connected to gut health, nutrient deficiencies, toxin exposure, and chronic stress. These factors create a perfect storm that confuses the immune system, leading it to attack the thyroid. To truly heal, we need to look at the big picture and address all of these areas. One of the most crucial insights I gained was the importance of gut health. Did you know that about 70% of our immune system resides in the gut? When the gut becomes leaky, allowing partially digested food particles and toxins to enter the bloodstream, it can trigger widespread inflammation and autoimmune reactions. Healing the gut became a cornerstone of my approach to treating Hashimoto's. The root cause approach, becoming your own health detective. As I worked to heal myself and later began helping others, I developed what I call the root cause approach. This method is all about becoming a detective in your own health journey. Instead of just treating symptoms, we dig deep to uncover the unique triggers and imbalances that led to your Hashimoto's in the first place. For example, many people with Hashimoto's have hidden food sensitivities that keep their immune system on high alert. Gluten is a common culprit, but dairy, soy, and eggs can also be problematic for some. By carefully eliminating these foods and then reintroducing them, you can identify your personal triggers and dramatically reduce inflammation. Another key aspect of the root cause approach is optimizing nutrient levels. Many people with Hashimoto's are deficient in crucial nutrients like selenium, zinc, and vitamin D. These deficiencies can directly impact thyroid function and immune regulation. Simple supplements or dietary changes can make a world of difference. I remember one client who had been struggling for years with fatigue and weight gain despite being on thyroid medication. When we discovered she had a severe selenium deficiency and addressed it, her energy levels soared and she finally started to lose weight. These are the kinds of breakthroughs that keep me passionate about this work. Lifestyle interventions, small changes, big impact. While nutrition and gut health are foundational, I've found that lifestyle factors play a huge role in managing Hashimoto's. Chronic stress, in particular, can be a major trigger for autoimmune flare-ups. That's why stress management techniques like meditation, yoga, or even simple deep breathing exercises are so important. I often share the story of Sarah, a high-powered executive who was burning the candle at both ends. Her Hashimoto's symptoms were out of control until she committed to a daily stress reduction practice. Within weeks, her antibodies started to decrease and her energy levels improved dramatically. Sleep is another critical factor that's often overlooked. Poor sleep can disrupt hormones, increase inflammation, and leave you more vulnerable to autoimmune attacks. Creating a solid sleep routine with a consistent bedtime, a dark, cool room, and limited screen time before bed can be transformative for many Hashimoto's patients. The Healing Protocol, a step-by-step guide. After years of research and working with thousands of patients, I developed a comprehensive protocol for healing Hashimoto's. This protocol isn't a one-size-fits-all approach, but rather a framework that can be customized to each individual's needs. The protocol starts with a 2-week liver support phase, focusing on removing common food triggers and toxins while supporting the body's natural detoxification processes. This is followed by an adrenal recovery phase, where we address stress and balance the body's stress response system. Next comes the crucial gut balance phase, where we work on healing leaky gut, removing infections, and restoring a healthy microbiome. Finally, we enter the thyroid rebalance phase, where we fine-tune thyroid hormone levels and address any lingering nutrient deficiencies. Throughout this process, it's essential to listen to your body and make adjustments as needed. Healing is rarely a linear process, and what works for one person may not work for another. That's why becoming your own health advocate is so important. Hope for healing, the power of persistence. If there's one message I want to leave you with, it's this: healing from Hashimoto's is possible. I've seen it in my own life and in the lives of countless patients. It may not happen overnight, and it often requires significant lifestyle changes, but the results can be life-changing. Remember, Hashimoto's is more than just a thyroid condition. It's a whole-body issue that requires a comprehensive approach. By addressing the root causes, healing your gut, managing stress, and optimizing your nutrition and lifestyle, you can dramatically improve your symptoms and even achieve remission. Don't be discouraged if you've tried conventional treatments without success. There's always hope, and new research is constantly emerging in this field. Stay curious, be persistent, and don't be afraid to seek out practitioners who understand the complexities of Hashimoto's. Your journey to health may not be easy, but it's worth it. As someone who has walked this path, I can tell you that the vitality and well-being waiting on the other side are more than worth the effort. You have the power to take control of your health and transform your life. Trust in your body's innate ability to heal and never give up on your quest for optimal health.